With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, the studio is... Okay. First off, I think Tiak was getting ready to kill his dogs.
Was.
And I do say
humanely.
Yes, sure. But prematurely.
Maybe.
Okay.
First off, only one dog was sick, but then he thinks because they're brothers that he's got to off them both.
And also, neither dog is actually sick, right?
One dog has been pooping. Mm-hmm. And like, when I will say this. When Mojo got incontinent, we were like, this is just a phase. And it's like, dude, they're I wish we'd let go a little sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you do have to, I didn't mean for this to get into that, but like you do have to go search online for a quality of life quiz.
Oh my God.
And you kind of.
My dogs can't read.
They can't fill out the quiz.
Well, they failed.
I don't even know how to work the computer.
Dude. No, but you when you do it, you find you're like, oh, man. Like, it's... Like, there's times when I think about that quality of life quiz that I took for Mojo and, like, how much sooner he would have failed that quiz. And I think about taking that quiz for myself, going like...
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
None of you guys take it for me because it's like, Slacker, come here, boy. Get in the car. Come on, buddy. Anyway.
You've been kind of incontinent.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
okay. I just want to say we're talking about dogs and we're gonna talk about TX dogs in a second. But we need to talk about your worthless dog.
I can't
Erica.
Believe how useless he is.
There is a dog that is paying for a couple's wedding to the tune of $66,000. And it's not some rare and exotic golden doodle miniature whatever. It is the exact dog that you have. And your dog has netted you how much money?
Absolutely none. Uh-huh. And there's been some offers on TikTok, but I never believe those for even a moment.
Oh, so somebody's just like...
I get like comments on videos of him that are like, come join our pet influencer. And I'm like, there's no way this is real.
He's really stinking cute, though.
I just looked up this dog that is paying for the couple's wedding. My dog is cuter than this dog.
Is this dog more talented than your dog?
He probably has more dedicated parents to posting him. I tried, though. Swanson_the_doxy. Nope, maybe just
Swanson
underscore the doxy. Yeah, XIE.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Maybe you should know your dog's handle.
Oh, he's wearing a bow tie.
Who is?
This other dog that's earning money.
Hey, we're trying to pimp her page.
That's a handsome dog.
Well, is that the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm looking at a different Wilson.
Are you sure?
Okay. Anyway, I would have loved for Swanson to have contributed to the wedding, even if all he did was cover the cost to have a handler for him.
Right. But he's covered nothing. He's covered a drain nothing. On your life.
He literally was so itchy this week, we had to get him a shot. To help with his allergies.
A shot?
No. Like a medical shot.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that was like $200 down the drain. I know.
Mm.
But he is so cute. He can't even be mad.
But he's not $66,000 cute. He's not even $6,000 cute.
Not
he is
yet.
$0 cute. He's negative $200 cute.
Minimum.
That's like how negative.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have pet insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some of it'll get paid back, but also you think about the purchase of him, his poop issues when he was young, all kinds of things.
So as long as we're on the pooping subject.
Right.
Tiak?
Yes.
How's your poop?
Okay, no.
Like, your dog did go through a period where it looked like you were going to have to put him down because he's pooping everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. It's been a little less recently, so we're hoping. I found in the yard, I was cleaning up the poop when he did happen to go in the yard, and there was seemed to be a wrapper, like a candy wrapper. No idea where that could have came from. Just to state that.
You don't go outside and, like, sneak eat?
Not outside.
Where's your, do you have a sneak spot in your house? Do you go in the pantry or something?
No, no, I can't fit in the pantry.
Where
I used to. No. Is it
small? Okay.
Do you, come on, everybody sneak eats a little bit, right?
Yeah, when I'm trying to hide it from my nephews because I don't want them 100%. To have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go in the pantry. Like, I'll have, like, Cadbury eggs that I don't want anybody to know.
Pasta. Yeah. And then I have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. And they think I'm in the bathroom, but I'm in the pantry just horking down something that they don't know that I have.
Who do I have to sneak eat from?
You're, like, even your man. Like, sometimes if, listen, princess, you cried when he ate too many damn egg rolls. So I feel like you have some food divisiveness issues.
He's really good now. Okay. He always leaves amounts of egg rolls.
But I mean, that's what you do. Like I love my children, but there are times where I'm like, man, I have this many Reese's peanut butter eggs. Chill, dude, chill. And you just see, like, I'll throw something in the trash and I see like two wrappers and I'm like, they found them. And then you gotta move them. You're in the pantry like, like horking. Anyway, back to you and your dogs. This is what I really wanted to get to. You are asking, like, when your dog was pooping, you're like, maybe this is time. I could feel you ramping up to it.
Yeah, they're pretty old. I know Chihuahuas live a while. They'll be 13.
Yeah. You're looking at Erica to answer?
We had a full discussion about it. I believe they will be 13.
Okay, and what were their names again?
Here is the real thing that I want to get to, dude. You already have a predisposition one way. It feels to me like you were asking Erica, who recently, as stated, was at your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are my dogs anything special? Is there any reason they should still be alive?
He asked the first part.
I expected. Erica is very vocal. She's a dog lover, right?
Yes.
She came over. I've got two dogs who need some love, as we've stated. They're ignored. Mm-hmm.
Was I kind of
her reaction.
Oh, wait. Say it again.
I pet them.
Even the way you're saying it, like, I put my hand on your dogs.
I pet their back.
I thought Erica would be like, I'm here.
Erica, when a dog is cool,
baby,
that.
They're licking me.
Looked at me like, if you come one step closer, I might bite you.
So you think it's them, not you?
Yes. I think so.
Unfortunately, no, it's them. Maybe. I also, you guys are like, oh, Erica's a dog lover.
Yes.
I'm a dog lover. I am a Swanson lover.
I know.
So that's the difference. Sometimes dogs scare me a little.
I'm going to tell you this. Hmm. When you meet Moxie, you're going to make out with her. You will.
So then we'll know for sure that Hack's dogs are nothing special. No!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.